is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Cavaliers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Episode of Locked On Cavaliers. As always, I am Chris Manning, your host from Fear the Sword and the Step Back. Because the Cavs played really late last night, I have not fully watched that Blazers game, to be quite honest with you. I live in Ohio, near Cleveland. I get up at 5 for work, and a little tight for me to watch that game. I will be watching it by Friday, by tomorrow's show, because I'm going to recap the Cavs' road trip to date as they head into Sacramento and then play the Warriors on Monday. So you will get a recap of that game in some way, some of the takes from that game, especially looking at Kyle Korver and the overall state of the team. But today, because the Cavs now have a roster spread open, because most of the questions I get from you that are great, great questions are about who the Cavs can add and what else they can do to the roster, I'm just going to go through some guys that I think might make some sense. Now, I'm just going to say this straight up, that these are not guys that I know that the Cavs have looked at. I know they have interest in some of the players. I know that they have considered some of these guys, or at least looked at them before. I mean, and this goes back to when some of these guys were drafted, and there's certainly familiarity with some of the guys because they played with LeBron before, because they've been on the team before. But I don't want you to go and say, oh, Chris Manning from Lockdown Cavs that the Cavs are chasing so-and-so. That's not what I'm doing here. I'm kind of just speculating on who could be a good fit, who might be interesting. And the Cavs, theoretically, could totally go sign a guy that isn't one of these 10 guys that I'm going to list. These are guys that I think make some sense. They are veterans. They are D-League guys. They are just connecting some dots. And I think it's just a fun thing to do right now as we're kind of in a spot where we're going to have some roster movement potentially. There is that roster spot open now, with the Korver trade, with Dunleavy and Mo Williams now being off the team. And there's also a video up that'll be up on Fear the Sword's Facebook page today, a little bit about what the Cavs have, their depth, and their assets and stuff. You will see some of the topics that are in that video discussed here. So look out for that as well. It'll be on FearTheSword.com and all those different places. So, this is basically what we're going to do today. 10 guys, I'm going to run through, kind of lay out who they are if you don't know who they are, why they might work, the downsides of them, and why I have them on this list. All right. Number one is the guy that I think we talk about most, that I've talked about most. That's Mario Chalmers. He's a free agent. The Cavs are some familiar with him, if only because of LeBron James, because LeBron spent years with him when he's with the Heat. He was good with Memphis last year before tearing his Achilles. He is 30 years old, getting closer to his 31st birthday. He's been working out in Charlotte, from my understanding. Working towards NBA return, we saw a report that he was going to be able to play in 2017. And for me, he's the most likely guy on this list because, and the most, maybe the best fit because, one, he has a familiarity with LeBron. Two, he fills a need at backup point guard, and a veteran backup point guard that can limit LeBron's minutes, limit Kyrie's minutes. And two, there's not going to be a learning curve with him. Some of the other guys on this list are guys that I believe could be good fits. Not necessarily right now, but maybe a year from now. And or maybe after the Cavs develop them, a la Jordan McRae. And that's something I don't think they're necessarily going to do with that last roster spot. Chalmers is a good ball handler. Leads the offense well, as a solid defender, provided he's healthy. Not a great shooter, which is part of the issue with him. First career, he's a 35.8% three-point shooter. But his past couple years, it hasn't necessarily been good. With the Heat, last year, was you're only in six games, he's under 10%. With 10 for a full season, and granted, Memphis last year is basically a full season. The 2012-2013 season, so they're certainly healthy. Was really useful with Memphis last year, and you cannot understate the fact that not guys I think the Cavs could trade for. I'm not going to play that game because it gets really complicated. They're running out of ways to trade players. As you'll see in the video when you watch it, if you watch that, exception to get Korver, they still have $4.4 million left of it. They did create two more, so they could use those, but they're running out of assets to pair those with. So you have another. So Shumpert could be a trade asset if a team really wanted him, and you could get an upgrade on the wing. That's the most likely path, at least for now. And you can sign guys to 10-day contracts now. LeBron James' ex-teammate, and that is Norris Cole. Last year, and he's a Cleveland guy, played at Cleveland State from Dayton, but younger. Isn't coming off an Achilles injury, which is certainly a positive, but I think he's a bit overrated defense. Mario Chalmers, but a guy who maybe fits him too in the regular season, and you know he's not coming off an Achilles injury, and I think there's certainly some value to, you know, again, the shooting thing is an issue, but I think he is a good enough player overall to kind of fill the role the Cavs need him to do, need him to fill, and I think there are certainly some questions about how good he has. Shang Dong Golden Stars in the CBA for a little bit, but is now back trying to get with an NBA team, which isn't easy to do. The NBA point guard position is the most saturated you could possibly find in the NBA, and a guy that Cole's competing against a lot of other guys. And he was with Clutch Sports before. If you don't know that, that's LeBron's agency. But he's not with them anymore, and that could certainly impact his relationship, which is just a fact of where he stands and where the Cavs sort of do business in that sense. Next up is Johnny O'Brien. Johnny O'Brien is a 6'9", 257-pound power forward. He's from Cleveland, Mississippi, funny enough. Played at LSU. He's 23, almost 24 years old. Spent 2 years with the Bucks. Stats aren't great. Not a particularly good offensive player. Not particularly a good scorer or a rebounder. He doesn't do a lot that well. That being said, I think he's a guy who could just fill a role. The Cavs need a fourth big. The Cavs need a guy to eat a minute there, to limit how many minutes Channing Frye is playing, to limit how many minutes Kevin Love is playing and LeBron James is playing and Tristan Thompson is playing. I don't necessarily think he's good, necessarily, but he's a big that is younger, could be theoretically developed into something more useful, and the Cavs could just have him eat up minutes. There are worse things to have than a guy you can just throw out there for 15 minutes and let him be what he is, even if it's bad, and just eat a minute. Birdman, I mean, he'd probably be better than Birdman, and that is not a high bar to clear, but I think you kind of just have to maybe get a guy like that. I'm not saying he is the best option necessarily, but he's just one option. He's really young, and he's just a body, and he's a big body that you can just throw out there to have just some minutes filled. I think there is certainly value to that, and I think you can certainly make the argument that getting a fourth big could be as important, if not more important, than the Cavs, than a backup point guard. You'd ideally like to get both, but with the 15-man roster limit, as opposed to the 17-man roster limit that will be in place next year, makes it harder for you to do that. So Johnny O'Brien III, played at LSU, is currently in the D-League with the Northern Arizona Suns, and he's a double-double player in the D-League. Not that that means that much, but he has at least a base level of things he can do, and he's pretty young, can just eat up a lot of minutes for you. Might be worth a 10-day contract, because the Cavs can do that right now. And if you want to look at another big, a guy that's a little bit older, it's Carl Landry. He's currently getting paid to not do anything by the 76ers. He's a guy who is going to hold an open audition, according to a recent report, to kind of see if any teams are interested. He's been in the NBA for 9 years. He's looking to land a job. He doesn't come from a major injury. He just wants to show that he's in shape and can do some different things. And he's just kind of been around for a while. And he could be a guy that I think could just, fill some minutes for this team. He's played with the Sixers most recently, the Hornets, the Warriors, the Rockets, and the Kings. He's a guy that I think certainly is going to be limited, and he's not a true center, but he could probably just play some minutes there in crunch time, and he's a good locker room guy from all accounts. You can kind of are going to get certain things out of him because he is a veteran player. And I think the Cavs, in all honesty, are more likely to go to a guy like Carl Landry that has a veteran status and has been in the league and has been around. And you know what you're going to kind of expect out of him, opposed to like a guy like Johnny O'Brien or another big who could just fill some minutes. And he come on a veteran's minimum. You have to take cost into account as well when you're looking at the Cavs, just because they are in a very tax-heavy situation. Landry would come cheap, would fill some minutes. Could give you some power forward depth. Not that you necessarily need in the playoffs, because you're going to go to those three bigs anyway, and LeBron and RJ and all that stuff, but could be a useful regular season player. And if he wants to ring chase, there's really only two or three options. Next up is a former Cav, played with the team last year, won a ring, came up big in Game 7, and that's Dante Jones. He's friends with all the guys. He's with the team in camp. And I think he does still have a good relationship with the team, and I think if the Cavs were to sign him, it wouldn't shock me. It's not something I would personally advocate for, because he is 36. He is not exactly a good NBA player anymore. He hasn't been for some time. He's a locker room guy that has some value, but you probably want to get a guy that can at least play some useful minutes. And then last spot, you have enough older wings. You have Korver, you have RJ. JR, is above 30 years old as well. If you want to just kind of play that game, and if JR isn't going to be 100% right, you probably want a guy who can be playable if you need him to. But I don't think you count the Cavs getting Dante Jones back, just because he is a guy who has been with the team. The team really likes him. He was popular with the team last year. And he would kind of join that James Jones role of playing guy. And again, he'd be a guy that I think if they had a 17-man roster, he'd be a guy that I think would have a better chance of making on the team. If you want to move back to the point guard spot, Ray McCallum is currently playing well in the D League. He's 25. He's been in the NBA before. Played with the Kings, played with the Grizzlies, played with the Spurs. Not particularly great stats. If you just look at his career numbers, he's averaged 6 points a game, 2.4 assists, and relatively limited minutes for what he has never really caught on in the NBA, but is doing well in the D League. Has kind of raised some eyebrows. He's leading a lot of or close to leading some stats categories in the D League as I record this, and he's a guy that kind of bridges that gap between younger guy like a Quinn Cook versus an older guy a la Mario Chalmers. The relationships aren't there, and I think that sometimes matters too. But he's a guy that has played in the NBA before if the Cavs wanted to go that route. And I think there is something there to be potentially had with Ray McCallum. I wouldn't necessarily guarantee it or think that he's a perfect fit by any means, but I think there's some value there. He's currently playing with the Grand Rapids Drive up in Michigan. So he's just kind of playing in the D League, eating up a lot of time, eating up some minutes, staying active, which is a good thing. Could be a 10-day contract option if they decided they want to get a point guard to just have there as insurance. The next guy I'm going to look at is the guy we've had to answer questions about, and that's Hollis Thomas. Recently waived by the 76ers, the last guy from that original process team. And to quote Zach Lowe, the great Zach Lowe, he is the most anonymous 40% three-point shooter around. He went undrafted, played with the Tulsa 66ers, stuck with the Sixers for a couple of years, and he doesn't do a lot of things well, but he can shoot. He's a good three-point shooter for his career, just under 40%. Can play defense at 6'8". He's long. He could be a guy that you could really maximize with the Cavs. And he's still young. At 25, that's a guy you can still turn into something more than what he is at the moment. That's easier said than done, of course, but he's a guy that I think could make some sense. I think he could play some minutes. Might be a better option than someone like a Darrell Wright, who's another shooter out there. Played 31 games with the Sixers this year. Three-point percentage was a bit down for them, down to 36.6%, which would be the lowest of his career. Was only taking 2.3 shots a game, which is low for, which is half of what he took last year as well. But if you want a guy who can shoot, he's a better catch-and-shoot player than Jordan McRae, and Jordan McRae sticks around. So, I'm not saying he's the best option, and I think there is something to be said, the fact that he couldn't stick with the Sixers, who should be grabbing onto any talent that they could find, but might be worth a flyer, at least a 10-day contract, perhaps. The next guy I'm going to look at here is Alex Poynthris. He hasn't played in the NBA, and I'm kind of looking at him just because he is a guy who has some talent, has a college pedigree, and he'd be a guy that you'd take a flyer on. Don't think it's that likely, but I think guys like him and guys like another guy I'm going to name, I'm just going to lump them into one, Thanasis Antetokounmpo, sorry, the older brother of the Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo, are both guys I think that if you wanted to take a chance on a guy that you could develop that has a lot of athletic potential, you certainly could look at them to fill that last roster spot. Be more likely with that 17-man roster spot with the two-way contracts that are coming next year. So don't count on them now, but I think they're the kind of guys, if I was at the Cavs, you trust your development team, you trust your ability to have guys play in Canton. They might make some sense if you had the extra roster spot, but they're maximizing LeBron right now. So signing guys like Poynthris or Thanasis or, you know, another guy that is out there that could be someone to develop is not something you can really do right now. You have McRae, and he's kind of your guy when you're doing that, which you can question the validity of signing McRae as your guy in that situation, but that's what they did. All right, the last guy I'm going to name is Briante Weber. He sort of falls in that Quinn Cook category of a younger point guard that might not make some sense, but he's played in the NBA before, played with Memphis, played with the Heat last year. I thought really made a kind of a name for himself in seven games, plays really hard, was really good in college before an injury. He's currently tearing it up in the D League, and he's a guy that I think I kind of like as a prospect. I'm not saying he is someone who the Cavs should, you know, get rid of Kate Felder for. I think at this point that'd be kind of nuts. He had a try with the 76ers recently that didn't end up with a tryout, but he's playing with the Sioux Falls Skyforce. He's getting some regular minutes, 6'2", 165, a little bit small perhaps, but he's a guy that I think has some talent. You could develop him into something. He's not someone I think is particularly likely to, you know, end up with the Cavs or anything like that, but he can make some sense. The last guy's name is Tyler Hansbrough, and then we'll look at the Charger roster if you're wondering about that. Hansbrough, you know who he is. He's a veteran NBA player. He's been around for a while, played with the Hornets last year, wasn't particularly good, but he could fill some minutes, provide some toughness off the bench, and he's just someone that I think you get for cheap, and he's not doing anything, and that kind of qualifies here, and I'd rather have him than like a Kendrick Perkins, even if Perk is a really good locker room guy and all that different stuff. If you're looking at the Charge roster, there are some names on there that I think could be interesting. John Horford, Eric Moreland, John Holland, Quinn Cook, who I know a lot of you like and I like as well. The issue I have there is that if the Cavs really wanted those guys, they could have signed them. They could have used them already. And they can sign them with 10-day contracts, but so can other teams. And I do think there's someone who said that the Cavs just haven't gone after those guys if they really wanted to have them. I think they could be used to use them on those 10-day contracts to get guys rest. Like, sign Eric Moreland for 10 days or two 10-day contracts and let him get some work. I think there would be some value to having him do that and just getting him a chance to play and see if he makes an impact and see if you can at least get guys some rest. But that being said, I think you'd rather have more permanent option. And I think, it is going to be really hard for the Cavs to go out and swing a deal for another big David Griffin has proven time and time again that he's really good at doing that kind of stuff, but I don't necessarily think it's going to be as easy for him as he gets Corbin. He kind of did. He used that big trade exception, the Varejao trade exception. Chetty Osman is a guy that I think could get you something, but I think there are some issues with trading him. I think he probably can play in the NBA next year, and cheap, cost-controlled labor is a great asset to have. Not necessarily just in trades, but for yourself as well on a team that's going to be paying a lot in the luxury tax for now until LeBron James is done with the Cavaliers. So I think there's something to be said that he's a guy that he's a cheap, controllable asset that you could play next year. So I wouldn't deal him just for a rental or some guy that's 35 and it isn't going to be around very much longer. So that's going to be it for today's show. I just wanted to do something quick for you guys because I missed the other show this week because of the mailbag, but we will be back again tomorrow recapping the Cavs' road trip to date. And I hope you enjoy that show. Then we're going to have some really good stuff on Monday previewing Cavs Warriors with Danny LaRue. That I'm really excited about that show. You'll enjoy that one for sure. Again, go subscribe on iTunes. Give us that 5-star rating and review. I'll be reading those again next week, provided I get some new ones. Please share the podcast with all your friends on social media, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you want to share it. I'd really appreciate it. Tag me in it, and I'll give you a shout-out on the show. And again, subscribe on us on iTunes, Audioboom, wherever. And find us on Twitter at LockedOnCavs. Find us on Facebook. Find us everywhere and like us. Interact with us. Drop those mailbag questions to LockedOnCavs on Twitter or to LockedOnCavs@gmail.com. And we'll be back again tomorrow. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you have any names you would like me to explore, drop me a line on Twitter or via email. Or if there's names that you think just worth talking about, just tweet me. And I'm always down to talk about that stuff. So, it's been Chris Manning. This has been Locked On Cavs. Talk to you tomorrow.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa auto parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.